Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is Monday, April 22nd, 2013. And we're, as we say often, but this is certainly the case, we have some wonderful speakers here for ABIC. And they've really worked hard to prepare for this technologically and otherwise. ABIC Inc. has announced the release of their new low vision and blindness products, iPal Ace and iPal Roll, that's R-O-L. iPal Ace and iPal Roll feature a built-in set of cameras and integrated controls, which eliminates the need for a separate control pad or protruding camera arm. A rechargeable battery allows the devices to be truly portable and makes the inconvenience of entangled wires obsolete. In addition, iPal Ace includes a built-in screen which allows the low-vision users to use Ace as a companion for a multitude of tasks, from reading recipes while cooking to playing bridge with neighbors. In line with the ABIC Inc.'s signature offering of fast and accurate print recognition in its products, both new devices can read standard and fine print, as well as glossy magazines, pill bottle labels, product packaging, restaurant menus, and other non-standard or hard-to-decipher printed materials. Both devices also incorporate ABIC's exclusive Audio Minder technology, making them the only assistive reading devices enabled to help their users with keeping track of their schedules. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'm very honored to present Mr. Igor Feinberg, Director of Sales for ABIC. Igor, the microphone is yours, and Lori also, welcome to Tech Talk. And I know you'll introduce Lori in her title for us, Igor. So the microphone is yours. Welcome.
This is Lori Berkov, and Lori just joined our company, believe it or not, today, but she has been involved working with the blind and low vision community for quite some time, and recently worked with the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, helping blind and visually impaired people to overcome challenges of really everyday life. I just want to make sure that you all hear me well. Just
Igor, we're hearing you well. And oh my goodness, her first day on the job, and it will be very nice to Lori. We welcome her.
Great. Thank you so much. Lori will share her personal experience just starting to play with our two new devices that I'm going to talk about. I probably would like to take a few really short minutes to introduce the company. Some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with ABIC. We started back in 2006 with a very novel approach to optical character recognition. Everybody was familiar, I'm sure, with flatbed scanners, and back in 2006-2007, we introduced a device called Zoom X, which is our computer-connected device, and we introduced the first time what's called camera solution. That is, instead of scanning a document, we're taking a picture of that document, then using the optical character recognition to transfer that transfer that into a text, and then using text-to-speech software from Nuance, a Burlington, Massachusetts-based company, we are transferring that from text-to-speech. That was the technology, and several years later, we have a line of three computer-connected devices, which some of you or all familiar with. It's iPal, a scanner reader for the blind folks, ZoomX, a scanner reader and magnifier for the low vision people, and then finally ZoomTwix, which is a top-of-the-line dual camera device, which would allow one to actually look at the distance using the Sony 10X CCTV camera, and then, of course, scan and read whatever is on one's desk. That is called ZoomTwix. We have had two standalone devices. One is called iPal Solar. It used to be two models, one for the blind folks and the other one for the low vision. And now we are offering one unit for both communities. And we came up about a year and a half ago with two products. One is called iPal Reader, which again was for the blind, primarily scanner and reader, and iPal Vision for low vision folks. Then something interesting happened. We all noticed that our devices were easy to use, and once you place any printed document on the surface, it will read out loud and the camera would automatically detect whether a print is motionless or in motion and waits until it becomes motionless and then takes a picture. But as you know, there is a large folding arm which is always in the way. And some of our competitors also came up with rather good products. One major product that competes with our devices is from Optilec, and it's called Clear Reader. But even with the Clear Reader, with relatively compact design, there is a camera that is on your way. So we decided to, what can we do to make a lightweight, portable, transportable device that is good for the blind and also for the low vision folks? And we came up with these two new devices, iPal Roll, which stands for Read Out Loud, and iPal Ace. iPal Ace has a built-in screen, which is very unusual for the blind / low vision folks, in terms of usually it's either a device without a screen or a much larger screen. Everybody is probably familiar with the portable CCTV with the built-in screen, 4 or 5 inches, which would allow you access to a portion of a text on a page, but never to the entire page, and somewhat difficult to use because you have to move it along the text. Though it serves the purpose of being, you know, a device on the go. So we came up with a 10-inch built-in screen, and for the first time we decided to completely rethink the design of those devices. So for those of you who are blind, I'm going to describe the two devices. And I'll start with the iPal Ace, which is about 11 inches wide and about 10 and a half inches tall, almost like a square. And it has a built-in screen, again, 10 inches in diagonal. There is an introduction of two instead of one built-in cameras that are located sort of under the ledge, and that ledge is really a top plate. It's almost the analogy I would give if you have a baseball cap. That's the cap, and under that cap there are two built-in cameras with two independent ultra-bright LEDs that would provide a local source of light in case ambient light is not enough to take a good picture. By doing that, we basically get rid of the folding or protruding arm that is always a bother. Then we introduce two wheel controls. So instead of buttons, we now have two thumb wheels. And the idea was to enable one to use that device very comfortably, sitting on a lazy chair or even lying in bed. So you can put it on your lap. It's very light in weight. It's only 3.5 pounds. And you can listen to whatever you scanned at your pace and leisure. So to describe the device again, there are right almost at the top, there are two thumb wheel controls, one for the left thumb and one for the right thumb. Above the right thumb, there is an action button. And above the left thumb, there is also an action button. On top of the device, there are five navigation buttons, left, right, up, and down. And there is a round button to pause and resume reading. There is a large tactile home button. The analogy is whoever is using iPhone, there is a home button which would allow you to come back to a main menu from wherever you are and from whatever you are doing. And finally, there are two more controls. One is a scan and read button with the tactile camera engraved on a large button. And there is a large volume knob. So all you have to do, if you have a printed page, you are going to put it in a landscape format adjacent to the device. And then all you have to do is press the scan button. And I'm going to do that to show you how to get access to a printed page.
So much easier. iPalace, cool reader with built-in display. iPalace is a revolutionary ultra-portable self-contained console that reads out loud and magnifies printed material for individuals who have difficulties reading printed text. Ace incorporates ABC's exclusive audio mindrum technology, making it the only reader that can also assist you with your daily schedule.
I'm going to pause that, and on average, I would say that it takes about from 2 to 4 seconds to scan a page and to start reading. What's interesting is that the day before yesterday, I guess I was with the NFB in Baltimore, and they gave me a bunch of business cards. So what I can now do with that device is I can put that business card under the camera anywhere with an 8.5 by 11 inches space, and I could scan that.
Reads even the most difficult types of text. Bravo menu include.
And I'm going to try to do that right now. And then after I scan that business card, I can actually save it on a device or
National Federation of the Blind. Jernigan Institute, Ann Taylor, Director, Access Technology, Jernigan Institute, www.
So by doing that, what this device actually allows one to do is to create a list of contacts by scanning and reading every business card, and then you can save it internally on a device or externally on a thumb drive, and then you can certainly take it to other devices that you are using, including, of course, computers. What was also remarkable in a way that it's been very difficult to read a glossy plastic card. Whenever you are in a hotel and you have your room key, for instance, or you have a phone number for that hotel, it was very difficult to read even with our devices. I'm going to try to do it right now, and I have a Starbucks plastic card with green font, and it's really glossy. So let me try to see how well we can do it. Sometimes it's 100% accurate. Sometimes there are mistakes made. The accuracy of the OCR will largely depend on the quality of the picture that is taken, and that, as you know, is a function of many things. I think I broke it.
Your Starpedia card number is 6085-1903-9001-8529. Treat this card like gas.
So if you could only imagine...
Mind your cat, dot your ballot, add insult TTAR. And pencil your cat, but is a bit pen-separate.
Some of the things were read very well, some of the things were not read well, but again, it's one of
double the... Double dash or cost BP for unit card, quite broke.
But again, it's one of the most difficult printed materials that could be read. Those two devices actually read as well tall product packaging. I have a convenient pantry pack with oatmeal, which I'm going to try to read right now. And of course, it's multicolor. The pattern is quite
your
difficult.
Your office section 3, convenient pantry pack. Etsy autos to help people get the perfect start to each day. Energy. Heart health, to help get you going. Thanks to the cholesterol lowering to help fill you up. Ability of the soluble fiber notes. Asterisk.
So it definitely gives you at least an understanding what that product packaging is for. I'm going to, just as another example right now, I'm going to put, I have a small paperback book, which I'm going to try to scan right now.
Debbie McComber. She tried to describe her fears to Jordan. He was better at listening these days, but after only a few words she realized her feelings on this subject were simply beyond his experience. His family had nothing, absolutely nothing, common with hers, Jordan's
So what this device would provide you, in short, is an ability to scan multiple pages, to save those pages, to open those pages later on at your convenience. And one of our customers, for instance, can go to or goes to a library, scans printed material that he needs, and then goes back to home and reads it out loud and listens to a device reading that out loud. So the saving, the further opening at a later time or later day, it's all possible with that particular device. So it's really very exciting, and with the introduction of a rechargeable battery that would enable you to work up to 4.5 hours, you have a device that is very helpful on the go. But that is kind of what we used to do, possibly not that good, possibly not in such a nice package, but that is really our core expertise in OCR. what we introduced with that particular device
main menu, scan and read.
Is an ability to pick and choose functions other than scan and read. And I'm going to browse through the menu to show you what we have here.
Magnification, calendar, photo album, clock, settings, help.
So I have a multiple
clock, photo album, magnification, photo album, calendar.
I have multiple functions here that you can pick and choose. Moreover, for some people, they would really appreciate and use additional functionality. Some people, especially very old people, you know, 80 and up, I have a lot of veterans, even veterans of World War II, who usually appreciate the simplicity and accuracy, and they don't need much, they can enable or disable additional features. What I like about the calendar is I highlighted the calendar with my right thumb wheel, and then I'm going to press the right action button, which again is under my thumb, right thumb.
Today, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013.
By the way, I'm going to ask you, is the reading too fast for you or not?
Well, I would repeat your menu, Igor. I was really into that. The menu looks good. I mean, but if you could repeat it as it says it, then that even helps. Are you still there?
I'm going to slow down the device, and then I'm going to repeat the menu.
General settings. Reading speed. 6. 5, 4, reading speed, reading mode.
That should be probably better.
Main menu, settings, clock, photo, scan and read.
So my first option is scan and read.
Magnification.
Magnification is my second function. And under magnification, instead of two cameras enabled, I have only one camera, right camera, enabled. And primarily what that magnification does is allows you to quickly take a look at the pill bottle, possibly sign a form, something quick to look at and to zoom in. It is not really designed to give you a possibility to continuously read with your own eyes, because that's not a CCTV. The next option is calendar.
Calendar.
And with the calendar, I highlighted that using my right thumb wheel, and I'm going to select that by pressing the right action button.
Today, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013.
Well, had I set the device in terms of date and time correctly, it would have said Tuesday, April 22nd, because I think it's 22nd. But what it reads, what's interesting here is, suppose you have an appointment that you would like to keep. So I'm going to go to add a reminder.
Add reminder.
And again, what I did is I used the thumb wheel to highlight that option, and then I'm going to choose it with the right action button.
Scroll up to select date.
If I use my left thumb wheel, I can change a month. If I use right thumb wheel, I can change the date. And I'm going to leave it for April 23rd. So I'm going to confirm with the right action button that's the date that I need.
Scroll up to select time.
And I'm going to select the time, and again, left thumb wheel would change the hour, and the right thumb wheel will change the minutes. And I'm going to select
12:27 p.m.
Let's say I'm going to say
12:30 p.m.
12:30 p.m.
Press action button to record.
This is my first presentation at the Tech Talk, and I'm presenting Roll and Ace.
Scroll up to select date.
And now I can
main menu.
Basically
today.
Go
add reminder, all reminders,
and review my reminder.
April 23rd, 2013, 12:30 p.m.
And I'm going to select that.
Listen to reminder.
And I can now listen to that reminder.
This is my first presentation at the Tech Talk, and I'm presenting Roll.
I could have said, I have an appointment with the doctor. I have a swimming lesson or anything else that I want. And I can build my reminders by recording with my own voice what I need to do. And later on, at a certain date, at a certain time, there will be an alert basically stating that I have that appointment. The idea was, again, to help people, you know, stay independent and do those things by themselves. If I press now the home button, which is again in the middle of the top plate,
main menu,
I can
calendar.
Come back to a calendar. With photo album, that is a new
photo album.
I'm doing the same repetitive motion. I'm using the right thumb wheel and highlight the option that I want, and I'm using the right action button to select that. And with that particular option, I'm giving low vision folks a possibility to store pictures of their friends, relatives, and they can actually show this to their kids, to friends, relatives, and close ones. And the way we're doing it is basically you have to have a thumb drive. You can insert that into a USB port. Once it's inserted, we automatically pull the JPEG files and store it internally. And then you can scroll through the pictures using your right thumb wheel. You can zoom in or zoom out using the left thumb wheel, and you can pan using the navigation buttons on top of that device. So if I wanted to see my, you know, school pictures, or there are a bunch of people, but I wanted to focus on one particular face, I can enlarge that face, and I can put it in the middle of the screen so that I can really see well. That is pretty much the ability to share and show pictures that you have for your friends and relatives. Now, again, if you press the home button, you would come back to a main menu.
Main menu, photo album.
And that would bring you back to a photo album. If I use, again, the right thumb wheel, I can go to a clock. And choose the clock, same motion, nothing new.
9:33 a.m.
And right,
no alarm set.
And right now I have a 9:33 a.m. because I have not set up the time correctly, but I can show you how to set it up just a little bit further. And if I want to press action button one more time.
Set alarm time.
I can set up an alarm. And with the same methodology,
scroll up to select time.
I can use the left thumb wheel to change the hour and right thumb wheel to change a minute. And right now I have a 9:32 a.m. So I'm going to confirm my selection.
One time alarm.
And that is all set. I set it up for one time to wake me up at 9:32 a.m. I can actually set up an alarm to be waking up every day if I want to have a daily alarm. If I want to take the alarm off, I can just simply use the same right thumb wheel.
Daily alarm, off.
And I can choose off.
9:34 a.m. No alarm set.
And I will be done with the alarm clock. And again, the home button.
Main menu.
Would allow me to return to a main menu. And then what I need to show you is a settings. And that's where you really configure
settings.
Your device. You highlight settings and you use the right thumb action button.
General settings.
And you can go on to a general settings. By choosing general settings.
Reading speed.
You can configure the reading speed just like I showed you. You can
reading mode.
You can go on to a reading mode. And then you can basically choose whether you want just the audio or you want text. For some low vision folks, they are able to read by themselves, and they would want to have just the text. They don't want audio. They will be able to configure that under the reading mode. Then I can go to a voice. And then using the right action button.
American English Jill.
I can use American English Jill or
Mexican Spanish Paulina.
I can use Mexican Spanish.
American English Jill.
Or I can
American English Tom.
So usually, by default, devices come with female and male voice, and very often we're using Jill and Tom. And in this particular case, the second voice is Mexican Spanish Paulina. But realistically, we have more than 20 languages, and we can have female and male voice if a customer needs that. Again,
voice.
By pressing this time within this sub-menu, I can use the left action button to go to a previous menu. And right now I am at voice, and I'm going to go to font. That's where you can pick and choose your font.
Arial, regular.
You can go from Arial regular to Arial bold to Times New Roman regular, Times New Roman bold, or you can go to Verdana, which is also quite heavily used, regular or bold.
Font.
The largest letter on a screen would be about 1 inch. If you zoom in, that's the size that that you can really get out of that font. Now, with the font size, I can also choose the font size.
Font size 96.
And I can go all the way to 127. Which would be the largest.
Font size.
And then, of course,
contrast, black on white.
I can go to a contrast and pick and choose combination of background and foreground, and I have a bunch of them. I'm going to list some of them so you can hear.
White on black, green on black, black on green, yellow on black, black on yellow, yellow on blue, blue on yellow, white, blue on white, blue on black, black on blue, 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 white, blue, yellow, black, yellow on black, white on black, black on white.
So as you can hear, there are multiple combinations possible within that device. And then you can go to a time format, or and you can just choose either
time format, 12-hour.
12-hour or military time, 24-hour. That's basically the general settings. And you can go to
main menu, general settings.
You can go to a separate set of settings. You can highlight
add/delete photos.
You can add and delete photos. You can set time and date. You can finally customize main menu. And what I mean by that is that instead of five main modules, if you will, scan and read, magnification, clock, calendar, pictures, you can basically enable or disable clock, calendar, and photo album. The scan and read and magnification come by default, and you cannot, at least in this revision of software, you cannot disable or enable them. And then also something new with our devices, there is a possibility to upgrade software. So once somebody buys that, they will be able to upgrade this software once we introduce new features, and there are a number of features that we are planning to introduce. I'm not going to open the secret to you at this moment, but there will be revisions, and we are going to do the upgrade by either sending you a memory key or flash drive, and then once you insert that into a USB port, the rest will be done automatically. So in a nutshell, this is the iPal Ace, the new device. We unveiled that first time at the ATIA, and then reintroduced again at the CSUN. We just started to ship the production units out to the customers, to our dealers. As you probably know, we are set up in terms of sales through the network of dealers, and we have dealers in many, many states, not in, in all of them, but in many states. And if you can get that information from our website, which is www.abisee.com, or you can just simply call us at 978-635-0202 and ask either for me, Igor Feinberg, or Lori, or Lena Resnick. By the way, Lena was supposed to join us, and I'm not sure whether she did or did not. She was having technical issues to get into a room. But she is one of our founding members, and currently she is a COO of the company and very active. And I'm sure some of you have met her before at the conferences. Now, the difference between ACE and ROLL is basically that the screen and video part is taken out. The rest is there, and the calendar is there, and clock is there. There is no photo album, and there is no live magnification. But everything else, scan and read, ability to record voice messages, voice alerts, to keep yourself on schedule, it's all there. So that's the main difference between two devices. I might want to open questions or suggestions. And I'm going to pass the, actually, before I do that, maybe I can ask Lori to share her first experience with those devices, provided that today is really her first day, but she had the chance to be yesterday at, be present at the conference over the weekend. And she also worked with one math professor, helping him to use our, one of our devices. So I'm going to pass the baton to Lori. Lori, please say a few words of your personal experience.
Thank you again for having me here, Bob and Marcia, and we appreciate the listeners for chiming in. I was very excited to have the chance to go to the Bay State Council of the Blind's Spring Convention in Burlington this past Saturday, where it was really fantastic to see how excited people were who were coming by the booth that we had at the exhibit, and they were... really happy about the portability and the clear sound of the products, and also just the many helpful functions that allow accessibility for daily life needs like the reminders. And so it was exciting to see people holding them and using it and learning about these new functions. And also, just being in the office today, I was pleased to see just the amount of customer support that's available to users. People were calling in with some different questions, and the immediate assistance that people were offered with the problem resolution was great to see. So it's an exciting time. I'm very happy to be here, and I know that the product seems like it can have such a fantastic impact on people's lives. Igor had mentioned my work with a professor, and currently he had been relying on a volunteer reader to come to his home once a week to read his mail to him. But with one of the devices that I had brought to work with him on, he can now take his own mail and read it every day and whenever he wants to. So it's very exciting stuff, and I'm very pleased to be joining the company.
Thank you, Lori. I guess, guys, I'm hoping that you might have some questions. Please go ahead and ask whatever is on your interest. Before opening the Q&A, one more time, you can get a lot of information on our website, www.abisasamee.com, or by calling 978-635-0202. Just in case, my email address is igor@abisasamee.com, and feel free to email me or call Marcia and Robert. Know how to get hold of me. So if you have any problem, they might be able to assist. With that, I'm going to pass the floor to.
All right, and certainly we do stand ready to assist in any manner there, Igor and Lori. We thank you guys so much. Let me do it before somebody does. Igor, could you give us the prices of the ACE and the roll, please?
Sure. Thank you so much. I certainly failed to disclose that. The iPal ACE scanner reader magnifier for the low vision folks would be $2,445. The iPal Roll is for the blind folks, and that would be $2,195. There is, of course, an optional carrying case, which is quite heavily padded with the shoulder strap, and it's $35.
Very good. We have Susan handling questions, and we thank her for that. Susan, do we have any questions up there, please?
Yes. Let's start with Ron from Canada, and hopefully we'll have some other questions. And before I release it, what an elegant presentation, Igor.
Igor, I'm mostly interested in the roll machine. How well or how can you explain how it deals with tables? And also, can it deal with French accented letters? and what is the weight of the machine, please?
All right, I'm going to start with the easy one. Weight is 3.5 pounds. How well it reads tables, it reads quite well. I know that it's one of the biggest problems to read tables. We do read quite well. I would not tell you that it's 100% bulletproof. There might be mistakes. It depends on a text. It depends on a table. It depends on what is that Excel spreadsheet and what kind of printed material. Now, you can scan and start reading the document. Then when you press left and right arrow at the same time, you can switch from a column mode to a table mode. And basically what that is the device comes by default with the column mode, whereby you start with the first column and read from top to bottom, and then you jump to the next column. It's almost like a newspaper type arrangement. With the table mode, I read across the column, starting with the left column and then going to the same row on a second column and so on and so forth. We read it quite well, Ron. It's not 100% foolproof, but I really don't know, even with our previous devices and the competition, I really don't know who does it consistently and accurately enough. Possibly based on my own experience, you might get a better results possibly using a flatbed scanner, because the scan is usually contains much more details. But even with them, with that, I'm not sure whether it's a full proof. In terms of French letters, when we have a French language, we're reading French documents without any problem. If we have a English text with some French signs, we might not read. We just need to...
Did we lose him? Igor, we're right with you, but we just lost you. So let's see if we can... get you back here. Marcia, Moses, can you hear me? Maybe I've dropped out.
We're hearing you, Bob.
Yep. Sound good.
Everybody for a second. Did I answer your question?
Ron, did he answer you? I think he did pretty well there. We lost you. You dropped the last line of your answer, but then we've got you pretty good. Let me ask the question that my friend Susan's going to ask. I'll steal this one. Does it read cookbooks? Let's get down to business here.
Yes, it does. It does read recipes quite well.
Oh, my. I mean, my wife's listening here. Oh, boy. Okay, because that's what she's looking for. I really love the to-go portability. I mean, I love sitting by the computer, but not for hours reading. And I like your portability concept that you can take it. Let's see, Susan, if we have any other questions, please.
Yes, we do. Dwayne in text chat asks, if you don't understand a word, will the devices read by character? And he also asks, can you turn punctuation on or off? In other words, if you don't want to hear it, all punctuation, can you turn it off? Thank you.
The answer for both questions is no. At least no for this particular release of software. We've been asked and we've been told a number of times that for the blind folks, it's very useful to be able to read character by character and sometimes actually do a spelling. We are planning to do that, but in this particular revision of the software, or software release, we don't have those those functions yet. And there is, by the way, the reason behind that. Without going too much into whether we should or should not, I think we should. The idea was to, again, use as few buttons as possible. We can certainly use daisy buttons to do that, but we just felt that it might be a little bit more complicated. The way we see it right now, based on the feedback from people that we received and based on our own view on the market, that device would be very, very good for the seniors, for the young children in school who are not using computers yet, and for some of the professionals. And primarily, the way professionals are organized today, they have a workspace, and whether they have a large CCTV or a large type of combination of CCTV and OCR, they cannot really move it anywhere. It's not transportable. With that device, one could go to a meeting, you know, get the notes there, save the business cards, and then come back to a working place and then transfer information to a computer, for instance. So we do see the usage there, but again, primarily it's for the senior folks.
Igor, the camera covers 8.5 by 11, so you read a paperback book. A larger book, would that be difficult, or newspapers or whatever? Let's see if he copied me here. Did you copy me on that, Igor, please?
Thank you, Robert. With large books, especially textbooks, you will be able to scan one page at a time. With the paperback, because it's a smaller format usually, you can scan and read both pages at the same time. With the larger books, you basically have to put a book adjacent to a device and scan one page at a time, or you can use a blank paper to cover the second page and then again do a scan one at a time.
Okay, that's a good tip. Sometimes I have trouble getting two pages and I'll do the blank paper thing. That's a great idea. Okay, Susan, do we have another question, please?
Do. Let's hear from Martin Nelson.
Yes, good evening. Very interesting presentation. I was wondering if one were to purchase your device, does it come with a manual or a quick start or user guide? And basically, what comes in the box if one, you know, when it comes to you?
It will certainly come with the manual. And then usually the way we are set up is you buy it from one of our dealers in the territory, and that dealer very often would come up to you, would demonstrate the device, just making sure that that's what would help you, and then he or she would train you to use that device, but in a box you will have a device itself, and you would have a manual, you would have a warranty card as well. Every device comes with a 2-year comprehensive warranty, and every device comes with a 30-day return policy. So if for some reason you don't like that device, or that device is not doing the job that you expected that to do, then you can return it for a full refund. By the way, I wanted to step back for a second and just answer Robert's question. I did not even describe to you at this time, it's not enough time, to demonstrate you all the functionality. You can actually save books here. So you can you can go into a save book mode and flip the pages. And every time you flip the page, you press a scan button. After you're done, you press the right action button and the book will be saved. When it's saved, you will have a choice to save it as a text or to save it as an MP3 file. You can actually convert that text onto MP3 file, save it on a flash drive, and then use that flash drive to transfer the audio file onto your computer or MP3 player or VictorStream or whatever one is using. And that's there are a number of things that I did not describe to you, but those devices do have many more functionality. I guess one should just try and play with that to see if the job is done for you or not.
Oh my gosh, now I'm really getting excited. I love the text or the MP3. That's really a selling point. Okay, Susan?
I want to ask something to clarify what Igor was just talking about, and then I'll get back to the questions if you don't mind. Is there no capability of saving to the machine itself? Must it all be done on a flash drive?
If you are not using a flash drive, everything that you want to save will be saved on a machine. There are about 3.5 gigabyte of storage available for any of your files that you want to save. However, once you insert a flash drive, the device will be saving on that flash drive.
Okay, Susan, but then you can go to your stream, you can go to other things with it, which I'm really hot on portability. If I stay at this computer too much longer, my wife's going to kill me. Don't strike that. We'll edit that out. Okay, Susan, did we have any other questions, please?
So we do have one question and then a repeater. It is from Marcia, and I don't know how to say your name for sure. Not Marcia Moses, but the other Marcia, so you know who you are. And then go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I was wondering, when you talked about holding the book landscape, is that where you're holding the book with the book facing up, and the left side on the left part of the scanner, and the right side on the right hand, you know, part of the scanner, as you would normally read a book?
With the paperback, You orient that book any way you want. With the larger book, what you have to do is you have to align your long side of the book against the width of that device, so that the two cameras can only see 8.5 by 11 on a landscape format. So it should be along the width of that device. If you put it in a portrait way, the way we usually read books, and the book is large, I won't be able to see the entire 11 inches of the length. I will only see about 8 inches. That's why we put it on horizontal along the width of that device instead of a portrait in a landscape.
But Igor, where is the camera? Because I understood that you did away with the arm. Right now on my iPad Solo, I think it is, it's way up in the air here, and I can't carry it to a restaurant or whatever. Where's the cameras? Are they right above? Well, you'll tell me. Where are the two cameras?
Imagine a square. The width is about 11 inches and the height is about 11 inches. On that height, on top of that device, imagine a little ledge coming towards you. So under this ledge, two cameras are hidden. And when we scan and read, we are actually taking the entire 8.5 page and sort of divide that in half. The left camera sees about 5.5 inches wide and 8 inches tall, and the same space is viewed or seen by the right camera. So instead of one picture, we are actually taking two pictures and we are stitching two images together to get one image. By applying that method, we are getting rid of the long protruding arm. So the device itself, I would say the thickness of that device is about 3 inches at the base, about probably 2.5 inches at the top, and that top plate is actually, it's almost like two eyes looking down on the printed material. It's about probably 4 inch wide. So there is a ledge about an inch on the front surface that hides those two cameras. Can you picture?
Okay, you explained that very well, Igor. Thank you. Let's get our repeater, and that ought to do it, Susan, I think.
Well, there's one question that just has a colon, so whoever's trying to ask that question, it doesn't show a name. Whoever you are, ask it now, and then I'll get the repeater, and that's it.
I'm not a repeater. Jerry Hogan, I'm just answering my question. Excuse me. IPAL Solo, I would just down on me. You've done a lot of improvements since the original IPAL. Have you made any improvement with the Zoom link as well?
Let's stick to the IPAL. I think we have our... I'm sure he's going to say yes, and if he wants to come back on that one, Jerry, we'll do it. But I want to pack it with a lot of low-vision people if I did that. So, Susan, what was the other issue here, please?
There was a question who somebody didn't get their name in there. There's just a colon, and I don't know if that's a legitimate question or not. And if it is not, then there's only one repeater.
Okay, bring on the repeater then, please.
Okay, go ahead, Ron from Canada.
Igor, you were getting back to books. As you know, the thicker the book, the greater the curvature at the binding. Is the fact that you are using two cameras relevant in giving better results in the curvature than competition who seems to be having trouble with the curvature of the pages?
Ron, to be honest with you, I have not had too many problems with the curvature. Though that device is not really designed to necessarily read well pill bottles compared to, for instance, IPAL Vision that does it much better, I have not had problems with the curvature. And again, I think the proof is in the pudding. So one has to really try and see. I've tried big books, paperbacks. I didn't have much problem with that.
Bob, can I get one final one in?
Yes, certainly. Last question here.
This may seem elementary, but I hope not. What are you actually lining up with? Are you lining up against the machine itself, or what do you have as a guide when you're reading something?
That's actually a very good question. I am basically putting my printed material right against the two legs of this device. The small legs may be 1/4 of an inch, maybe even a little lower. I just put it against the device along the width of that device. Sometimes what I do is we don't necessarily have a mat, but sometimes it's not a bad idea to put just a white piece of paper, especially if you are putting this printed material on a formica or kitchen table that is all in different color dots, and the device might start to try to read those dots. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to improve the contrast to put a white page, 8.5 by 11, under the printed material. Though it's not necessary. If you have really a page, that's not necessary at all. If you have a small print, such as, for instance, business card, it's not a bad idea to put a piece of white paper. But just go ahead and put it against the device, and you don't have to do anything else.
Well, Igor and Laurie, on behalf of Accessible World Tech Talk, we want to thank you so very much. You guys really worked hard to prepare this. It's obvious. It was a terrific, wonderful presentation, as Susan said, and I agree with her. And for a final word, we'll have our coordinator of events, Marcia Moses, finish up here this evening. Next week, we have accessibility teaching Apple products. This company wishes to speak to us. Okay, Marcia?
Well, thank you, Igor and Laurie, for just a very dynamic presentation. It was a pleasure working with you both. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room. And I wish you the best in sales, and your products are very exciting. I'd also like to thank everyone for being here this evening, and hope you all come back next week. And everyone take care and have a good week.